Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Welcome to another podcast. I'm going to try to be a little more regular and keep to my schedule, because anytime I get off of a schedule, no matter what I'm doing, I usually go to shit. You know, I mean, really, it's like if I forget to floss at night one night, then I'm like, I don't floss for a couple of days, then I'm like, shit, man, I haven't flossed in the last three nights, you know, I need to floss, flossing. So when it comes to the podcast, you know, what happens sometimes is I do a podcast and I'm like, it's shit, I don't want to put it up. Or I go, you know, I don't know if those subjects are interesting. And then the next thing you know, I wait a couple of days, I'm thinking about it, instead of just putting it up, or instead of doing it right the first time. And the next thing I know, I'm, you know, behind schedule. So, you know, there's a couple of things I wanted to talk about. The first is that the Prime Minister, Prayut Chan-o-cha, told the Public Health Ministry to tackle the problem of overpricing by private hospitals. Apparently, quite a few people have been complaining about the prices in private hospitals. And of course, I'm one of those people. Now, I'm not one of the people who signed the petition. 33,000 people set up a petition to get a panel together to address the problem of unreasonably high prices charged by some private hospitals. I guess it was the Thai Medical Error Network that requested this. And, you know, I've complained several times publicly, and I got to complain again. And again, it's about Waitini Hospital. Now, Waitini is a private hospital, and I've been going to Waitini. Listen, right now, Waitini is supposed to be one of the better hospitals in Bangkok. They've got all these facilities, and they put, you know, millions of dollars into the hospital, and they've refurbished and redone things several times over. But I remember I used to go there, and it was so cheap. Now, this is, say, 15 years ago, maybe 12 years ago. It was very cheap. And then when they started refurbishing the place and they started redoing everything, the prices started to go up. And I didn't really say anything at first, but I've said things before, like I said publicly, about how when I brought my boxers in, I would get a CAT scan. I would get the one particular type of CAT scan that the boxer needed to have for his health check. You needed to provide the paperwork from the hospital that said that they've been checked and they've had been tested for HIV and all these things. So I'd have to take them in. This was one of my jobs. I used to take them in and have them seen by the doctors and have them checked out. Well, one of the things that was needed was a CAT scan. So I would bring in guys to have their CAT scans. And I believe I brought in something like 8 people once at one time. And it was just too many people for him, so we had to do it on 2 separate occasions. And I brought him in, and then, you know, it was something like 12,000 baht. And the next time I brought the guys in, which was like a week later or a couple weeks later, the price had gone up to like 14,000 baht. And I'm like, hey, what's the deal? You know, none of this price how we feel like you'll pay, you know, how much we feel you'll pay. That's not how you price things. You set the price, a fair price. You're making money. You can even make a good amount of money. You can make a nice profit. That's acceptable. But when you out and out screw people, that's not acceptable. No matter what hospital it is, that's unacceptable. And it's ethically just, it's freaking horrible that a hospital would do that. But anyway, so with Waitini, what I found is they don't go by one particular price list, or if they do, their prices are, they have a range of prices or something, and they just, they're all over the fucking place. All right, so with the boxers, You know, like I said, they charged me. It was something like I went in one time, it was like $12,000. Then the next time I went in, the only time we could bring these two guys in was late at night because they didn't have any openings and we had to have it done. And so we went in and they were like, oh, it's 15,000 baht. And it was, you know, 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night. We're waiting for them to get in and have the CAT scan done. And I'm like, no, we're not paying 15,000 baht. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. It's not going to happen. And then they were like, well, when we won't put them in. I said, that's fine. Then we're going to go home. We're not going to do it. You know, you gave me this price before. Go back and check. Stop fucking me. You know. And then, of course, with my hip, you know, I had the hip done for under 10 grand in Chiang Mai. And these people wanted 550,000 baht, which is like, I don't know, $17,000, $17,500, something like that. And, you know, it was the highest price that I found. And what's so funny is that I have a VIP card to that hospital where I am guaranteed to get the Thai prices and a 5% discount. So, you know, when I'm supposed to get the Thai price and a 5% discount, then to me, if you're going to charge me the price that you're charging these people from the Middle East, which is something like 100% or 75% more than what the Thais are paying, to me that's unreasonable and it's unfair and it's improper and it's unethical and it just pisses me off. So the thing is that, you know, I thought I had everything worked out. I talked to somebody. They said, oh, yes, yes, you'll get to Thai prices. So when I went in to get the stitches, rather the staples, out of my ass cheek for my hip surgery, I didn't want to go all the way up to Chiang Mai to have it done because it's a very, very minor procedure. In fact, I probably could have had my kid pull them out. But I just wanted to stick to doing things the right way. And I went in and I said, you know, I need to have a doctor do this. And so they said, okay, you know, we'll do it for you, no problem. And they bring me in. And so then the thing is that it was a 5-minute ordeal. And I walked out and they said, it's 2,700 baht. I said, that sounds a little high to me because it's a 5-minute thing. And, you know, even if the doctor was 1,000 baht, it's not like you used all kinds of equipment. I would think it wouldn't be more than 1,500 baht. And they said, oh, no, you're wrong, you're wrong. And I'm like, uh-huh, okay. I said, well, let me see what the deal is. And so they went back and they were checking everything out, seeing what kind of prices they could find and what was the real price. And they come back, oh, we made a mistake. It's 700 baht. 700 baht less than what we told you. I said, okay, so it's 2,000 baht now. Yes. I said, so you made a mistake again. Why is it every fucking time they make a mistake? And so, you know, they, oh, sorry, you know, of course, sorry. It's like, sorry doesn't mean shit to me. I don't give a fuck, you know. And so I told them, I'm not paying 2,000 baht. So they told me to come back after Songkran was over. The manager would be back. They would call me. Of course, they never called me. So I went back 2 days after Songkran was over on the 17th of April. And I said, what's going on? What's the deal? Oh, we're sorry. You know, Songkran, we didn't call you. And I said, listen, I'll just pay it. They said, oh, we're giving you an extra 200 baht off. It's 1,800 baht. I said, fine, I'll pay it. Now, I'm pissed off because first they didn't call me. I didn't talk to the manager. And finally, I don't trust them. I told them straight to their face, I don't trust you. You guys are fucking me. You're not giving me the Thai price. Because I had my wife call about the hip surgery, and it was 400,000 baht. But then when I call, it's 500 to 550,000 baht. So somebody's fucking me, you know, and I don't like to get fucked. I like to be the fucker, not the fuckee. Simple as that. So, you know, I just figured, fuck it, it's a wash. And now you got these people complaining about how the prices are unfair. Well, they are unfair. And, you know, the thing is that I'm all for a hospital being what's the word that I'm looking for? It should be somewhat cost effective, but it needs to be expensive enough to where, you know, obviously they stay in business and that they have the money to buy new equipment and to progress and that sort of thing, and to be able to hire the good doctors and, you know, the best doctors. So, okay, fine. And the thing is my father's a doctor. I've talked to him about this. And this is a huge problem in the medical industry because, of course, it's a business, but it's also there are ethics involved. So, you know, it's a good thing that the I'm really happy to see that there's a panel and they're gathering people together to look into this and to see, you know, what can be done about unfair practices, put forward by these private hospitals. And I don't know which particular hospitals they're going to look at or if there's any particular hospital they're going to focus on. But I think it's a good thing that that they're doing this. And at least they're saying they're doing it, which is a positive step. So I think that that's good. And you better watch yourself when you go into a Thai hospital. You better ask the price before you go in. And if they start trying to stick it to you more than about 5 or 10%, then you better say, hey, something's out of whack and I don't want to pay. You better stick to your guns, and it might take you a couple hours to work it out with them, but usually they'll capitulate. They don't want any problems with you saying, hey, I asked you for an estimate. You told me it was 300 and then it ended up being 350. And that has happened to me. I brought a fighter in for shoulder surgery a few years ago to Bumrungrad. I asked the price. I got the money from my boss. I had the cash. And it was like 300,000 baht. And then when I went back, they tried to say it was like 360,000 baht. I said, no, I'm sorry, but, you know, I have the paper right here. It says it's 300,000 baht. So I'm gonna pay 300,000 baht. That's what I'm paying. And in the end, they said, oh, okay, sure. So they were just trying to stick it to me for another 60,000. They figured they can get it. These people are getting filthy rich. They remind me, listen, they are just the same, in my opinion, as the international schools in Thailand who are sticking it up. It's basically they're sticking it up the kids' rear ends because it's the kids who suffer because of this. You got kids in Thailand that are going to public school and not really being, they can't even afford to go to public school because they have to pay. And then if they're going to go to some kind of a private school, whether it's a bilingual school or international school, it's going to cost them so much money they can never possibly afford it. And the thing is, it's not worth it. I can tell you firsthand that to me, the schools are, I don't think they're worth it, but they're it's what they have to offer. I will just say that one particular school that I know of, now this is a school, it's a private school. It's a school that you pay good money. And I mean good money, I'm talking about it's about $8,000. Let me think here. What is it? No. It's about $5,000 a year. It's a bilingual school. $5,000-$6,000. And you have to make sure that you buy your books far enough in advance because they don't have enough books. And you have to pay for these books. So you're paying to get into a private school, and then you got to worry about having enough books if you don't pay for the books far enough in advance. So, you know, it's this kind of mentality that in my opinion, that holds this country back. These kind of things are not beneficial to any country. I don't care what country it is, okay? But at least, like I said, they're gathering a panel to look at what's going on. Now, who knows how effective they'll be and what they can do, but at least it's a step in the right direction. Listen, I wanted to go over one other thing. I got this guy here who, you know, he's followed me for quite some time. He's a little bit of a smartass, which, you know, usually I don't say anything. But I posted a picture on my Facebook where I'm flipping the bird. I'm throwing the bird to the photographer who just happened to be somebody that I know. And I did it just for fun. I just shot a bird. I shot a peace sign. I have a couple photos with peace signs and a couple photos with the bird. So I posted the bird. So this guy says, he said something about where, a ladyboy would love to do something with that finger. Now, I understand that some guys, they have this fucking fascination with ladyboys. I don't have it. I never have. To me, it's disgusting. It's just disgusting to think that a man would cut off his cock so he can have a pussy like a woman. Now, I understand they may have some kind of issues. They may kind of have some mental thing where they're thinking that they're a woman or they believe that they're more feminine. And I understand that. And that's fine. And I don't hate on them. I have absolutely no problems with them. To me, it's like, leave them the fuck alone. Let them do whatever they want. But you know what? I'm as straight as they come. And like this guy saying that kind of irritated me. And he told me, when I said to him that... I said something to the effect that, leave it to him to think about the ladyboy. I like real women, and I like real pussy. And, you know, the thing is that I was in, I'm going to tell this story real quick, but I was in Singapore, about 4 years ago, and I was getting ready to leave. And I was going out of the Orchard Towers, and these ladyboys came up to me and started mouthing off. They were, telling me I needed to go with them, and didn't I want any pussy, and all this other stuff. Long story short, I got into a fight with them, and I knocked them both out, fucking cold. True story, I'm not exaggerating. Basically, one came at me, took his shoe off, came at me, I knocked the fucker out. And then the friend came at me and scratched me a little bit. I kind of like broke free and then boom, landed a shot, knocked him out. And, the thing is that it's like, I understand, you can be who you want to be. In my opinion, anybody should be able to do whatever they want. You want to be gay, you want to be a lady boy. It's up to you. It's your body, it's your life. Do whatever you want. And I have no hatred towards anyone like that, okay? But don't get mad at me because I don't want to be that way, okay? So when I said that I like pussy and I like, real women, the guy says, you've been in Bangkok 17 years. If it hasn't crossed your mind, you must be straight gay or you haven't been with many Thai women. Chill out. And now, one thing that I don't like, don't fucking tell me to chill out, okay? I didn't have a problem. I'm just telling you like it is. Like, I like women. What don't you fucking understand, buddy? So I told him, hey, please stop fucking telling me to chill out. If anybody should chill the fuck out, it's you. And what would make me gay, because I don't think about some chick with a dick or some dude who has had their tool chopped off. I mean, it's very simple. I'm a straight guy. What the fuck don't you understand? So it's like, you may think I got all this infatuation and shit, but I don't. So, this is the thing. I've had people ask me, why don't you do videos about ladyboys and watch it? Fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I'm not fascinated with them. I don't have this fascination with them. Once, when I first came to Thailand, I had been living here for a few months, and I had this smoking hot girl that I was going out with. And she said to me, we went to Pattaya, and we got just shit-faced. The whole weekend, we were shit-faced. And she said, we got to go to this one place. And it was one of those Simon Cabaret, I think is what it was. And I told her, yeah, they're beautiful. Some of them you wouldn't even know, but they're men. But, okay, whatever. That's fine. Okay, so let's go. And then we went back to the hotel and did our thing. And, it's like, yeah, so? I mean, I don't have any hatred. And the thing is what gets me is that he says I'm hating on ladyboys. Oh, it says the ones hating on ladyboys are the ones seeking them out. Well, listen, I'm not hating on them. I'm just saying I'm fucking straight, pal. What the fuck don't you understand? I mean, how fucking simple is that to understand? Listen, one thing that I really fucking hate is fucking idiots. Okay, Joel, you're a fucking idiot for thinking this way, okay? And one thing I have to say this is that, listen, let me just say something. And I don't talk about this much, but, I've been married for 13 years, okay? It'll be 14 years this year. I've been with my wife for about 16 years. In the beginning, she was my girlfriend. I was fucking banging everything that moved. Okay? And she didn't appreciate it. And over time, she grew to she grew into someone who said, you know, you're going to fucking lose me if you keep fucking, you know, running around. And so I stopped. Eventually, I stopped. But I told this guy, one thing is that, let me tell you something. When I first came here, if you know, just because you see me and I'm a family man and I've got kids and I'm this way, and don't think that I was never young. Because, like, some people seem to think that, like, you know, I'm some guy who's never had any fun and never went hit the bars. Let me tell you something. I was a fucking party animal. I fucking drank tequila. I fucking buy bottles of tequila, and fucking me and the girls and a buddy or two would pound the tequila, get shit-faced. I'd bring fucking three of them back to my room. I guarantee you that, you know, if I really started talking numbers, there are people out there that wouldn't believe me. And you know what? It doesn't matter if they don't believe me, and I don't need to brag about it. But when I say that I've been with more than, you know, 100 guys, in most cases, it's true. Okay? And so this is the thing. Like, in all those times, I never said, gosh, you know, I'd really like to try a ladyboy. Because to me, a ladyboy, I understand that they think otherwise. But to me, in my opinion, if you were a dude and you chopped off your tool and then you become a woman, you might think you're a woman, but to me, I don't think that way. I still look at you as a guy with a manufactured vagina, okay? And to me, that's too much for me to overcome. I don't care how good you look. And the thing is I've been around guys who I'm not going to get into who they are, but... I've been around guys who they didn't have any problem. They'd be with one. They didn't care. They're like, oh, they suck the best dick. They do this. They do that. They're great. And, you know, okay, good for you. But, you know, it's not me. And, you know, this is the thing. When guys start pushing me about this and, oh, you got to do this, man. There's, you know, aren't you interested at all? Don't you give a fuck? No, I don't give a fuck. And, you know, I have a story to tell. It's in my book. If I can ever get the fucking thing done and published and out there. But it's about a guy who I knew who, you know, he basically hid his whole life from me and my buddy who knew him, who introduced me to him. He hid his whole fucking life. And he gave up his whole fucking life because he was into ladyboys. And the thing is he was hiding it from me and acting like the ladyboys were actually women. I was right in front, you know, I'm standing there with the guy and he's fucking talking to me. And talking about this, you know, this ladyboy, like, the ladyboy is actually a woman. And I'm trying to say to him, hey, it's okay, you know, I don't care. I know it's a ladyboy, you know. And he's just fucking ignoring me. He didn't want to hear anything I had to say. You know, I was trying to, like, you know, give him the nod because, I mean, I didn't want to say anything, you know, like, hey, well, you know, what's your deal, man? I mean, you know, like, I never knew you were into this kind of shit, you know. And, you know, to whatever, to each his own. But, you know, when a guy comes online or writes me emails, and I've had several asking me to do videos about him, to go talk to him, and to go into the bars with them and that kind of shit, it ain't never going to happen, okay? Never. And the thing is that I don't have a problem if somebody wants to be with them. That's okay by me. I don't have a problem if they want to chop off their pecker, and they want to live a life as a woman. I have absolutely no problem with it. But don't have a problem with me because I don't give a fuck about them sexually. I mean, how hard is that to understand? Okay? So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. I mean, you know, what the fuck does it matter? At the end of the day, it's not important. What's important to me is, you know, I got two sons, I got a wife, and, you know, I'm not into the whole ladyboy thing, all right? It's just a little too weird for me and just a little too strange. And it's not what I'm into. So, you know, moving on. You know, now it's been, let's see here, what's today? Today is the 13th. It's been 6 weeks since I've had my surgery on my hip. And let me tell you something. It's very, the healing is it's really hard to tell how I'm healing because while I can lift my leg up and I can do more and I'm able to do things I wasn't able to do prior to having the surgery, I'm still in pain and I'm still sore. And I'm hoping that in another couple of weeks, say another 4 weeks, I'll be healed enough to where I can walk around and I won't feel it. Because, for example, today I went, what did I do? I went to Starbucks. All right. I had an orange juice and a water. And my kids, did they have anything? No, they didn't have anything. And then I went to get my phone fixed again. And so I walked upstairs. Then I had to come back downstairs. And I went to the grocery. And then I went back upstairs to get my phone. And then where did I go? Oh, then I had to go and get my kids' school shirts. I had to go pick them up or go put the order in for them. So I was walking all around the mall. And let me tell you, today, by the time I got home, my leg, I mean, I hurt. And I don't hurt so much where I'm in agony, but it hurts enough to where I'm limping. And I'm hoping that if I rest tomorrow, my leg will be better. But this is not a good thing. And if after another 4 weeks I'm still feeling the same as I feel now, then I'll go back to Chiang Mai, I'll go see the doctor, I'll let him x-ray me, and I'll see if something's wrong or if it's going to take, maybe it'll take a little bit longer. I've heard some people say that it takes up to 6 months, even a year, to completely heal and to have the bone graft with the implant. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but it's a little frustrating because there are, in my brain, I mean, it's just like being old. Your brain is still young. The way you think is kind of young, and you still want to do things that a young person could do. But your body can't, you can't pull the trigger as fast. You just can't do the things you used to do. There is no way in hell that even if I got into shape, I'm going to be able to match my, when I ran the mile when I was about 18, 19 years old, I ran it in 4 minutes and 30 seconds. I ran about, what was it, 10 kilos? It was 6.6 miles. I ran it in 41 minutes. There's no way in hell, even if I'm in shape, that I'll ever reach those times again. I just don't see it happening. And I'm very real with myself. I don't want to be negative and say, you can't do this. But I already know that my body is probably not capable of doing that. So I don't lie to myself. That's the point. I don't bullshit myself. I know my body. And so I'm hoping that at least in, say, 2 weeks, I'll be able to start exercising to where I can swim in addition to walk. I mean, right now I can barely walk. And that's pretty much the only exercise I've been doing. And then I'm hoping to do some swimming and some calisthenics and just get a little bit stronger and let my bone graft with the implant and heal up and say, you know, in a couple of months, I'll feel a lot better. I'm hoping that's what happens. So anyway, that is all I've got. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok D, Lat Jerk and Mine.